With New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. New Mexico's elected leaders were joined by the president of the Navajo Nation, Jonathan Nez, for a bill signing at the Capitol recently. Environmentalists and renewable energy advocates were as excited as President Nez that the new law, called the Energy Transition Act, includes $20 million for workforce retraining at the coal-fired power plant near Farmington.
A majority of the workers that work at the San Juan Generating Station are Navajo citizens, and many of them have been transferred to other generating stations throughout the Southwest. But at the same time, some of our family members and some of those workers don't want to relocate. So these dollars for the workforce is great because it'll allow a retraining of these workers in fields of interest, of their interest.
As New Mexico transitions to solar and wind energy, legislative leaders and Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham say the law puts New Mexico ahead of other states with ambitious goals of switching to 100% non-carbon energy production by the year 2045. President Nez says he has the same goals.
And we, Navajo Nation, will be right behind with our own renewable energy standards coming up soon. And we also would like to be the leaders within Indian Country, just like the state of New Mexico is leading the way of all 50 states. So I want to say congratulations to Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham and the state legislature leadership for a milestone legislation.
Navajo Nation President Jonathan Nez speaking at the recent bill signing of the Energy Transition Act. The measure includes funds for the coal-fired plant shutdown over the next 3 years. With New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.